Musician Billy Strayhorn was born on this date in 1915 in Dayton, Ohio. The American pianist and composer spent his entire career in collaboration with and as a manuinist to the composer and band leader Duke Ellington. Educated privately, Strayhorn applied to Ellington in 1938 for work as a lyricist, using his own composition, Lush Life, as a credential. In 1939, Ellington made his first recording of a Strayhorn composition. It was the first of many, including the highly popular Take the A Train and Chelsea Bridge, an excellent example of the composer's refined, impressionistic style. Strayhorn was also an accomplished pianist who rarely did justice to his own talent. His work as a composer became so intertwined with Ellington's that it was said that eventually neither man was able to distinguish his own contributions to their joint work. Strayhorn worked on most of Ellington's major concert works and unquestionably exerted a great influence upon him. The 12th governor of Arkansas, William Reed Miller, died on this date in 1887. The Batesville native was the first Arkansas governor born in Arkansas, and as governor, Miller acted to preserve civil rights for African Americans and to advance the cause of public education. Granted an honorary degree in 1880 by Arkansas Industrial University, now the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville, apparently the first granted to an Arkansas governor, he was known to have been outside the state only four times and only for short periods. Despite the length of his service, no collection of Miller papers exists, and he rarely corresponded with other politicians on the leading issues in his four decades of service. The first Army-Navy football game was played on this date in 1890, with Navy winning 24-0 at West Point, New York. This year's game is scheduled for December 11th at Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.